If you're based in one of the bigger cities around the country, you may have seen some pretty dramatic artwork on the walls of public buildings over the past year. Our Nation's Sons features enormous portraits of young men, and it's a project started by artist Joe Caslin, who's with me in studio this evening. This started off for you, Joe, I believe, when you were in Edinburgh, and it was a project around young men and mental health. What were the origins of it?
The origins of the project, it started about 5 years ago. It's twofold. I'm a teacher, so it came from my experience from inside in the classroom. And then second is my own life experience and watching my friends go through the boom and the bust and the aftermath of what that was left. As a teacher, I've been teaching for the last 7 years.
You're a secondary school teacher?
Secondary school teacher in Tullamore. And over the 7 years that I've been teaching, I've moved around a lot, but I've lost 5 kids to suicide. And nothing prepares you for that.
Five young men?
Five young men. Four and a girl, actually. And that's tough. You're not set up for that. So the project, we started doing these large portraits, and the portraits speak of depression, apathy, suicide, mental health, emigration, unemployment, and those are that's at the forefront of the project. But what we try to showcase is the potential that's within each city and within each city's young men. There's often very negative stereotypes that are hooked on to young men. These young men that are in hoodies, they're always seen as they're up to something. There's up [S2] Right. [S1] To no good. So what we do is we go in and recruit young men from each city that we go around to and show the potential that's within them for them to create something magnificent in their city. So it's
The portraits that you actually make then, these are drawings?
Drawings, yes. Yeah.
Pencil and white paper?
Pencil, white paper, and then we scale them up. We print them up on a huge architectural printer, and then the students or the lads that we enlist on the project, they're the ones that put it up.
And explain now, because you make a reasonable sized, the original is actually
The drawing is
relatively
A2,
small portrait.
A2. Yeah. So we scan it up and then we look at the shape of the building and try and fit the portrait within that. And then we scale it up, and the sheets can be, like the piece we did on Ranks down in Limerick is 7.5 stories tall. So that'll give you a sense of the scale.
It's massively big.
Massive.
And I believe too, even though it may have sounded or may have been initially an economic consideration, the more white you have,
The cheaper it is
I started in
Edinburgh, and I was told that if there was too much black in it, there was a saturation cost. So what I did is I just completely put in as much white as I possibly could.
But I think that has now, you would say, has an artistic value.
Yeah, it's seen as my stuff is recognised. It has that quality that's to it. It has that kind of ghost-like presence. If you are down and you see, there's none of these pieces are lit up. They're not on. They're on generally derelict sites or sites that are quiet. But if you're down there and it's pitch dark, These still shine out from the kind of the urban architecture.
You decided, or you have confined the project so far, I think, it's all young men that you have drawn portraits of, and it's all young men who are involved. Why did you confine it to just men?
I started this project 5 years ago, and 5 years ago there was no one talking about apathy amongst young men. Suicide, I had a conversation with Joan Freeman, who's the CEO of Pieta House. 10 years ago, she'd go into organisations and say the word suicide and the door would be slammed in her face. Things maybe in the last 18 months are changing radically, and that's great. My background is I'm from a family of all boys. My best mates, the crew that I hang around with are lads. That's what I know.
So it's what you know best.
It's what I know best. It wouldn't necessarily make sense for me. And it's not to define a difference between one and the other, but young men in Ireland don't speak about things that are internal. When things become deep, you need 4 or 5 pints before you let something slip. And that's not a
an ideal situation. Yeah. The young men that are involved with you then, you've been around several cities. In fact, you were telling me just before we came to air that you're literally just back up from Limerick.
Yeah, we put up a piece last night. We started at 4 o'clock yesterday and we finished at, I think it was 10 to 7 this morning. So we were there all night. And we've just come straight to Dublin then.
And given the size of the ranks building in Limerick and the size of the buildings that you're generally putting these up on, they're quite big structures.
Yeah.
What's the process of getting them up onto a building?
Try and find a boom that's big enough. That's our main problem at the minute. We're reaching the limit of everything that we're given. The limit on ranks building was 115 feet and we got to 112 and we were nearly on our tiptoes to get to the top of it.
And I believe there are actually environmental considerations in way that you stick the drawings or the blown up drawings onto the building.
These are temporary. They last on average between, we had a piece on the side of Trinity College. It was there for 2 months. The longest piece that we've had up is 18 months. They're put on with paper, which is just paper, photocopy paper, and then biodegradable paste. So it's like it's made from potatoes. It's a potato based adhesive. So it just washes off, comes straight off, no harm, gone.
And is there a period then when it's a bit unsightly when the thing is peeling
off? There
is,
but then there is. It starts to wear down and there's a beauty that comes with that. And then it gets to a state where, okay, we make the decision, it needs to come down. And you come along with a hose, soak it, 20 minutes later it's gone.
All right. Tell me a bit more about the young men who've been involved then with you in the projects, because they are the subjects of the portraits.
Yeah.
So you might draw 15 or 20 portraits. How do you go about choosing the one that goes up on the wall, on the building?
Sometimes we do it together. Sometimes it's a rash decision. It suits. There's a story. Let's say the element that we did down in Limerick. The first one that we have is of a young lad, and he doesn't look. He doesn't make eye contact with you. So he has a gaze, and he's focusing you to look at him. The second one then that we put up has direct eye contact with you, and then the last one then has an upwardly gaze. So it's a kind of a problem is being solved slowly as we evolve with the project.
And you don't identify who the portraits
absolutely
are.
Absolutely not. No.
The young men.
Yesterday we were putting up the work, and two ladies came over to us and they said, who is it? Should we know who it is? And for they said then, is it someone famous? And for that, even that conversation, that question, why should it be someone famous that goes up in their city? These are kids from the city, and they're speaking to their city, they're speaking to their community, and they're asking them very, very direct questions. So we don't give the names away, we don't say who it is.
With their background or anything.
Nothing,
like
nothing.
And
whatsoever.
What effect would you say, because you've been working with these groups of young men, what effect would you say being part of the project has had
I've
for them?
I've got 14 text messages before I walked in the door, just saying best of luck. We have a camaraderie that sits together. These are kids that come from every social background that you can think of, good, bad, tough, very well. It's that bond, and it's that connection that no matter what you are thinking, no matter what you hold within yourself, it doesn't matter where you are in social standing, we each have the same aspirations, the same pain, and that's what links them.
You also you did have was it one portrait or a set of portraits up on the Achilhenge monument in Achill? Just tell us what that monument is first of all, and how you were involved.
Achilhenge, I saw it being built maybe I think just 4 or 5 years ago. I was living in Edinburgh at the time, and from the second I saw it, I said that is a gallery. It was a site that was, it was a monument that was built out of protest by Joe McNamara. Out on Kiel on Achill Island.
Yeah, some controversy about it at the time.
Yeah, he was the man that drove the cement lorry into the Leinster House gates. And then we decided to go out, and no better place to put up the drawings. There's 30 uprights and we put up 30 drawings. We went out and did it over a weekend. We made a beautiful film that was to go with the project. And then again, after I think it was 3 months, it was gone. And the site has been used.
The elements literally and the biodegradable glue meant that it just disappeared.
There's absolutely no trace. We put up a couple of signs to tell people where Achilhenge was, and that's all that remains.
Finally then, Joe, what are your hopes for this project? Where would you like to see it developing from?
We're
here?
Kind of at a crossroads at the minute. We're looking for investment. The project is going on. We have done Galway. We launched the film FLA that was there. We've done 3 pieces in Limerick. We've done 2 pieces in Dublin. We have a piece that's going to be on the front of Cork City Hall in 2 weeks' time. We hope to move on to Waterford and then on to Belfast. So there is a longevity that's within the project. But people, it's kind of a, we need to see how we can
make
it last.
Is there a website or anything that people
can visit? Joecaslin.com.
JoeCaslin.com is the place to go to find out. C-A-S-L-I-N is how you spell Joe's surname. Our Nation's Sun is the name of the project. Dublin, Waterford, Limerick, Cork, Galway and Belfast, as Joe mentioned there. So if you're in any of those locations, do keep your eyes peeled for these dramatic pieces of social art. JoeCaslin.com.